In our gospel today, Jesus asks his disciples two questions. And he begins by asking them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" The same question is still being asked today in our society. Who is Jesus? And there are over 38,000 Christian denominations in the world, all saying a little something different about who Jesus is. Sometimes people want to boil down Jesus to just kind of a self-help guru, maybe something akin to Oprah. In fact, they kind of sometimes are made out to be very similar. They're there to help people, and they both have book clubs. They're both into philanthropy. But in our gospel, Peter correctly answers that, "Jesus, you are the Christ, that is the anointed one, God come into the world, and there is only one who can claim that." And we have a duty by our baptism, as we are anointed as well, anointed prophets, to go out and tell people about Jesus. And yet we tend to very much neglect this part of our faith. It's not uncommon for you to see a couple of guys in black shirt or white shirts and black ties with bicycles walking down the road, right? Well, they're out evangelizing for their faith. Why aren't we? Jesus said, "Go out to all the nations and preach the gospel." And yet we cower sometimes when it comes to confrontation about our faith. You see, brothers and sisters, we are made for preaching. And in fact, you will only be fulfilled when you begin preaching the gospel. If you feel like there's something lacking in your faith life, that's probably it. And it is a cross, because people are going to push back at you. People are going to make fun of you. People are going to tease you. But it's right here in the scriptures that we must daily take up our cross and follow him. And we preach the gospel, I think, in two ways. One, naturally. If you'll remember, a couple weeks ago or a month ago or so, we talked about how we are created in God's image and likeness. We're a little picture and a photograph of God. And like any photograph, the photograph represents the real thing, right? In fact, it evokes in the mind of the seer the real thing. If I see a photograph of I was going to say beautiful Colorado, but let's say burnt Colorado, poor people. It's going to remind me of, remember being there, or maybe think or dream of being there someday. It elicits a feeling inside me, something very deep. And brothers and sisters, the same is true of you. That you're a picture of God. And when people look at you and how you live your life, even on a very natural level, they're going to either see God or not see God. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one who causes somebody to not see God. Now, we all mess up. That's why we have repentance, for the forgiveness of sins. But I think sometimes we forget that even in the natural things of life, the way we carry ourselves, the way we conduct ourselves, all those things contribute to how we preach or show a little picture to people of who God is. But we also do this, secondly, on a more faith-based level. True, we are created in the image and likeness of God. We preach God whether we want to or not, but we can also more actively do it because we've received the gospel. We've received the good news. And when we're with people that we know or don't know, being able to tell them about Jesus. And I know a lot of us have trouble doing this. Maybe it's in the workplace when you're standing around with the guys on a break and they're talking about some girl and the conversation gets a little off color. That's when it's time to speak up. not just about your faith. Well, guys, let me tell you about Jesus. You can start on a very basic level. Say, guys, is that respecting her? Let's not talk about her that way. And yes, you're going to be persecuted and you're going to be laughed at, but you must daily take up your cross and follow him if you want eternal life. This also means finding ways in our family. Everyone in this parish, everybody in who is a Christian should have some type of home, prayer at home. Family prayer, or, you know, if your family's moved away or deceased or whatever, at least time for you to pray, and a quiet time. I know a lot of people who like to pray the rosary while watching Wheel of Fortune. Different set of wheels there. Got to take time away from all the distractions to be with Jesus. You know, I think of St. Paul often, who seems like such a... He's often depicted, if you've never seen a statue of him, with a sword. And not because he was going to do battle or harm anyone. But the sword in the scriptures is referred to as the sword of the Spirit. Meaning the Holy Spirit compels you to go out and want to do battle for God with words, not with weapons. And guys, the same Holy Spirit that compelled Paul and those first apostles, 11 of them, guys, that changed the whole world, is the same Holy Spirit you've received. So should we be any different from Paul or Barnabas or any of the other apostles? No. But I think sometimes, and lastly, that we have trouble doing this because we have not answered the last question that Jesus asks, or the second question he asks. He begins by asking his apostles, who do the crowds say that I am? Who does everybody else say that I am? But then he gets a lot more personal. He says, who do you say that I am? And brothers and sisters, that's where it starts. You will want to preach the gospel, both on a natural level and on a faith-based level, when you know him. When you know what he can do for you and what he can do for others. And Jesus has the power to transform your life. And guys, you don't have to be perfect to preach the gospel. Read the lives of the saints. They were broken individuals, some of them struggling with sin, still preaching who Jesus was. And it's because of their faithfulness, not their perfection, that they were able to effectively preach the gospel. You don't have to be perfect to be a prophet. Christ, as you approach this altar today, is asking you the same question he asked his apostles who transformed the world. Not who does everybody else say that I am? Not who do you think that I am? Who do you say with your voice that I am?